the book Hebrews, part 206. I'm Professor Hannes Redlingus of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book, the Revelation of the book Revelation. It's a four book, nearly 800 pages thick. It's a must. If you are really interested in the end times and the prophecies around the end times, the Antichrist, the microchip implant, and all the eschatology details, please try and get hold of that book. By WhatsApp number, it's +27 international number 0722 367 124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in study, you are so very, very welcome. I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least they have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. What a privilege just to be able to study the Word and to be fed in the revelation word of Yahweh Elohim daily. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to look very closely at Hebrews 10 verse 14. And then I'm going to use some additional scriptures to confirm what he said in Hebrews 10 14. For by one offering, he, now that he must be a capital H, because it's Yahushua. For by one offering he, Yahushua, had perfected for every them that are sanctified. He did what? He gave his life. Yahushua gave his life to perfect forever them they are sanctified, for everyone who are sanctified by the Ruach HaKodesh, sanctified by the blood in his hands, the nail prints, and the blood that the crown has caused, and the stripes that he was striped with for our transgressions, Isaiah 53 verse 1-8. He was bruised for our iniquity, our sorrows and chastisement he bore. And by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. What a prophecy. So Hebrews 10:14 says, by one offering, not like the high priest who had yearly to continue offering, the high priest of Levi, had to offer yearly for their own sins first. And then only could they offer for the sins of the nation of Israel. Hallelujah. But Yahushua, only once, was offered. Why? Because he bore no sin. He had no sin. He became sin. Now the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 and onwards, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Yahushua, now that for every man, I want to say also woman, because we pass a stage where it's only the man, according to the Old Testament and the 613 laws of Moses, it's only reflected on the man, man child. That's why they were circumcised on the 8th day, the male babies. Galatians 3:26-29 says, those who were immersed in Yahushua, they are no more Greek, no Gentile, free man or slave, man nor woman, listen. But we all are one in Father Abram, and according to his promises, we became heirs. So the ladies are also heirs of the promise of Abram, if they have become Yavis, being immersed in the name of Yahushua for the remission of the sin. Therefore, if any man or woman be in Yahushua, he or she is a new creature. And when it means says creature, we are a new person. We are not the same like we used to be. We don't do the things we used to do. We don't walk the same life we used to walk. The scripture says, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. The old things, the sins, through the blood of Yahushua, the redemption blood of Yahushua, are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Everything, every sin that Satan kept you captured, kept you beneath a yoke of sin. And sin has a way of repeating itself. Why? On and on and on. Because this, Satan is the father of the sin and of the lies. And he wants to keep you under bondage, under the yoke. What does an oxen have when he pulls the sleigh? It's a yoke, it's on his neck. And that's what the scriptures say. The yokes were broken at Calvary. Don't let yourself be yoked again, ever. That's why Revelation 18 verse 4 says, come out beneath her, my children. So that you don't, with the Babylonian whore mother, inherit the sins that she's going to inherit. And the curse and the bless, the wrath of Yahweh Almighty. He says, come out underneath her. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I want to say, brand new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How did it occur? Well, we saw in Revelation 10:14, by one offering he had perfected forever that are sanctified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything came about through the blood of Yahushua and his life that he laid down. It wasn't taken from him. He laid it down for us. Even today, 2025, in the 21st century, and for them 2,000 years ago. It says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18, that all things are of Yahweh our Elohim, that's God. And all things are of Yahweh. We are what we are because of Yahweh our Elohim, who has given his own son Yahushua to be slain for us as the perfect lamb. Yahushua was what? I said it in Hebrews 7 quite a time back. He was the perfect lamb and he was the high priest at the same time. He never had sin. He became sin. And all things are of Yahweh Almighty, who has reconciled us to himself. Now that himself must be a capital H, Yahweh Almighty, who has reconciled us to himself by and through Yahushua. Hallelujah. I want to say, who has reconciled us who were Gentiles, who were sinners. Now we are Yahweh's. Why? Because we are reconciled to himself. We are reconciled to Yahweh Almighty by the redemption blood of Yahushua, our Savior. Hallelujah. And that given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. We are reconciled in Yahushua. He paid the full price. It's full. The stamp is on it. Paid in full. That's what he shouted out on the cross of Calvary 2000 years in Hebrew. Tetelestai. You know what the Hebrew means in Tetelestai? It's paid in full. Tetelestai. Many, many years when I was a youngster, if you buy something on credit, on a contract, once you have completed the term and you paid off everything that you owned over that contract, they will draw two lines and they will write there in English, paid in full. Paid in full. If that happened in Hebrew, they would have written there, Tetelestai, paid in full. On Calvary's Hill, Yahushua shouted out, Tetelestai. It's paid in full. We don't need to pay nothing today. We don't do it on an installment basis. It is paid for us. We live by the redemption blood of Yahushua, by the gift that he has given unto us, by the grace that he has which he has given to us. Grace upon grace. Hallelujah. We are living in the age of grace, and therefore we as Yahvis don't take advantage of the grace of Yahushua. We don't play with the grace. We don't play with it like a ball. Throw it from one hand to another. It's too precious. We might drop something. There's a chance. Why will we take any chances while we are walking this road of holiness through the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh? Hallelujah. And all things are of Yahweh Almighty, who hath reconciled us to himself, himself, capital H, by Yahushua, that, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. It's a ministry. And we can preach this ministry unto a lost world of reconciliation, of a black price that was paid for every sinner. Hallelujah. It says, to wit that Yahweh Almighty was in Yahushua. To wit that Yahweh Almighty was in Yahushua. Philippus says unto Yahushua, shew us the Father, and we will believe. Yahushua said to Philippus, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. We are one. I am in my Father, and my Father is in me. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Philippus, are you stupid? You're so long walking with me, hearing me talking to my Father, declaring the works of my Father. Yahushua said, the things that I do, I don't do through myself. I do it through him, my Father, who liveth within me. Hallelujah. What a testimony. And that's why we today as Yahvist, we need to walk in the footsteps of Yahushua. We must proclaim the word, the revelation word, as he proclaimed the revelation word. Today Yahweh Almighty lives through us, who were Gentiles. Listen to the word, were Gentiles. But to die today, in 2025, we are no longer linked to any Gentiles, any Gentile roots or anything. We are part of the bride of Yahushua, and we are called full-blooded Yavist. Hallelujah. Why? Because we were reconciled unto Father Yaffa through the blood of Yahushua. And through the scripture in John 3 verse 1 to 11, when Nicodemus asked Yahushua, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of Yaffa? And Yahushua said, you must be born again out of water and spirit. If you are not born again of water and spirit, you will not see the kingdom of my Father. It doesn't mean you won't enter the heaven. Because the guy on the cross, the sinner on the right hand, he entered into heaven, into paradise, the fourth heaven, by just accepting Yahushua. But there, Yahushua was teaching Nicodemus about the marriage room, the honeymoon suite. You can't enter into the honeymoon suite in the seventh heaven. You can't go in there if you are not born again out of water and of spirit. To wit that Yaffa was in Yahushua, reconciled the world to himself, capital H, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We live in the word of reconciliation, meaning that your sins were forgiven. For those that accept Yahushua as the Redeemer and Savior and confess their sins and walk away from them, being immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of the sin, they are reconciled unto the Father through Yahushua. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.